So I think the way that we see the most innovation is by sort of separating the layers of the stack. So making sure that there's a competitive market for carriers where they're competing to deliver us the fastest, best internet that we can get access to with modern technology. And then on top of that, you have a free, open marketplace of services that can count on a neutral internet to build their platforms.
Their point, though, is if you talk to someone like AT&T, Randall Stephenson, he will say right now they have more capital expenditures than any company in America. They have invested heavily to build their network, and that if you turn it into a utility, it will not be profitable to continue investing like that, and that as a result, things will slow down.
It's not true. It's just been disproven, and it's,
it's been proven
by the tech end of it, too, that there's a tremendous amount of artificial throttling going on right now. They have the bandwidth to deliver this, and if we could move further in breaking down the near monopoly situation that we have right now, we would hopefully see even more competition.
You have a monopoly because it's really expensive to build the pipes, and so you have not had multiple people who will build pipes to the door.
I confess, not my area of expertise.
But in general, the industry has had kind of a light touch.
Yeah.
In terms of the government has had a light touch in terms of regulation. Mm-hmm. Would you say that that's been beneficial in the past, that there's been a light touch? Or in general, do you think heavy-handed government regulation is a good thing or a bad thing for an industry?
I think a bright line rule that spells out these sort of foundational principles that we believe in. I think the Bill of Rights is a good thing. Even without getting into the weeds, spelling out something like the First Amendment that just says this is a truth that we believe.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't see how that's an answer at all, comparing this to the Bill of... I understand the Bill of Rights, but...
This bad behavior under the current laws isn't illegal unless we're treating the ISP as a Title II carrier.
If Randall Stephenson has said point blank, I'm not going to build out certain things that I was going to build out. I'm going to finish the stuff for DirecTV, but then I'm going to Mexico. If he said, how has that been disproven? How can you tell him he's been disproven that he's actually not going to do that? I mean, that's just the word you use.
The CEO of AT&T, he's come on this network and elsewhere and said, I'm not going to invest the same amount of money I was before.
Is there a huge number of consumers who are already paying out the nose for access to the internet?
No, but how has it been disproven that he's not going to actually pull in on his build out of more infrastructure?
The consumers are demanding faster internet.
So he actually is going to spend money building it out.
And
he's just lying.
Okay. They are. They have been.
Right. Well, he's saying now he's not going to add any additional.
Let me ask you, because he's
putting pressure on.
He's putting pressure on
politicians and trying to make a case for getting to own the complete stack.
So if he can't recoup his investment, he's going to do it anyway.
Absolutely. Look, there's demand for faster internet.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that someone will pay for it if they're losing money as a result. I mean,
somebody else is going to come along and figure out how to deliver.
I thought it was a monopoly.
I confess, I don't entirely understand the circumstances of that monopoly, at least in a city like New York,
I've been an advocate of net neutrality. However, I've become a little more nervous once I realized that we were talking about going back to a Title II world, because that to me meant that there was